702. The Worldview.
It's 22 after 8 o'clock. Let's go now to London. This Worldview is brought to you by Satrix. Invest in global funds. Invest with Satrix. John Adderley in the UK, in for Adam Gilchrist. Good morning to you, John. Let's start with your PM again. He's saying the UK is facing a critical moment in its handling of the coronavirus.
Morning. Yeah, ominously, really, as the first autumn storm hit the UK, a warning of a rather stormy ride in the winter months ahead. And we saw a return to a once very familiar, almost daily sight, a Downing Street briefing with Boris Johnson flanked either side by his chief scientific advisers. And I think this was a deliberate attempt for us all to sit up and take notice and not to feel complacent in any way about what's happening, and to really hammer home the message that we have to stick to the restrictions in order to get through the winter, because we've had for the second day running daily cases in the UK running at over 7,000. The Prime Minister said if we stick to the rules, we can get there. He's confident about that because we're better prepared than we were in March. But his chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, said we are heading in the wrong direction. The Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, says there's got to be a national effort to prevent a second lockdown. And I think Boris Johnson would agree with that. And he says it is possible to do that, but only if we stick to the rules, that we don't flag, we don't get complacent, especially with the difficult autumn and winter months ahead.
And in that crisis, you still have to deal with people smuggling, some arrests across the English Channel.
Yeah, this is a sign of international cooperation, really, on this. The UK, France and the Netherlands getting together. Okay, it might only be a start, but they're beginning a crackdown. They've made these 12 arrests. They've also seized a lot of dinghies and life jackets and vehicles. They're saying it's a cat-and-mouse game to try and catch up with these criminal networks. Of course, there's a bit of a supply and demand situation they're up against. There are so many asylum seekers, people fleeing terror in their own countries, desperate to get here, and criminals who are all too willing to bring them over, but putting everyone at considerable danger. The other debate that's going on here at the moment is how you should process asylum seekers without adding to their agony and terror. But there's one thought that this morning floating around, that maybe you could use old offshore ferries to process asylum seekers out at sea. There was even a consideration of coming to the Ascension Islands, which is a UK territory many miles away, probably nearer you than us. And, you know, that's been dismissed, but they are trying to think of more ways of how to deal with this really, really big problem of people smuggling and people fleeing and coming over to the UK.
John, tell me about a rare first edition Harry Potter book going under the hammer.
Yeah, this is a dad who bought this book, first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. He picked it up at a bookshop really to encourage his children to read, because they were living in Luxembourg at the time, and so he was keen that his children also spoke and read English, so he got this book for them. And after it passed its need and the kids grew up, he popped it on a shelf where it's remained for 21 years. And I think it's just dawned on him that he should perhaps get it valued, and he's found it could fetch £30,000, maybe more. The reason being, I think unbeknownst to him at the time, when he bought it, it was one of only 500 hardcover first editions of the novel. And what he hopes is that the money he gets from it will pay off his daughter's student loans, which seems rather appropriate. And coincidentally, Harry Potter in the news again yesterday, a bronze statue of Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter in flight on his broom has been unveiled in London's Leicester Square. A low-key ceremony, of course, but it's going to be there for several years to come for people to look at. And now, of course, it's in sight of the famous cinema in Leicester Square where that first film had its world premiere way back in 2001.
My goodness, how the time flies. Harry Potter, of course, continues to be just a cultural icon around the world. John Adderley, that's where we'll leave it for this morning's Worldview.